just got one question to ask you. Are you happy?
Yeah.
If you really ask yourself, are you happy with your life?
Nope. That's what this program is all about.
So I get very upset when we're at AA tables and Al-Anon tables. The purpose of being there is to share with people how you're getting well.
Now, as soon as we had to identify as an alcoholic, as an alcoholic got into our life, and things began to happen which we didn't know what to happen.
What alcoholism is a conflict between behavior and values in the drinker. Measurable, documentable.
The reporters are here.
Measurable, documentable, observable conflict which you can really, you know, measure, but you did not want them to happen.
Okay, I asked by the grace of God to be an homily father to teach you 8 years to get ordained in the homily father. After my name, I have OMI, the order I belong to, the omnibus back in itinerary, but we travel, that means we travel all over the world as Latin, French, and so on. She see, we eat here in English, it's other people's money incorporated because I have to follow poverty and you people have to live by it. But I'm only here 30 times from the time I was 24 years old when I went into the Oblate Fathers after a very normal and all boring life, which I won't go into.
Capacity to live, only 10% of our capacity to grow, only 10% of our capacity to love, only 10%
10% of all of that which is in us never gets developed.
How come?
And we go along with only 10% of all of it, we say, oh,
as this father is, life is full of business.
And especially for AA people and other people, and all your in-gifted, beautiful people to be here, it's really good to be here. Now, Sacred Heart Center, which is a kind of a small little operation, right now I'm getting 2,970 calls every month. That was last month was 2,797 phone calls a month. Right? People screaming with the problem. And yet you are here tonight, and is this the Wayne County?
Okay, Wayne County's just down there, right?
And that's the third largest county in the United States of America, and only less than 1% of the alcoholics receive any help. And yet, how come we are here tonight? Certainly, alcoholism is a gift. I mean, it's a gift of recovery. I am not here as a recovered alcoholic for all ever long I've been sober when I take my last drink, June 16, 1965.
Very memorable that I can remember.
Father Coosie Bear, I know if your religion brings to an order, you don't have a bishop or you have a provincial, but Father Coosie Bear was a provincial, right? And he was, they got me because they had this family in a tennis club. I was playing tennis. And they kind of dragged me to his office, and he read out this great sheet of activity, which was my behavior, and he was in one shot. Right? And I could see his heart palpitating through this bib here, right? And he was perspiring, and he was going through one thing after another. And I was going, oh, he was pretty scandalized with his whole behavior, right? So I said,
shoot,
is that all he goes? Right, and so I agreed, to go away and do what he said for 5 days. I thought, I'll be home in 5 days, and I'll get a boat and be off with the missionaries in British Columbia. The Indians had a marvelous time, but anyway, from 5 days turned into 57 weeks before I got back to Canada. And spent 6 months locked up in Chicago and another 7 months at guest house, and finally got the picture. At least, as far as I know, that would be what, 19 years now.
It's much
better. That's what we've got to talk about. You know, it's much better because of the fact that we are alcoholics. That's what we get into. You know, develop a sense of celebration instead of a perennial funeral going on in our heart. And I really, you know, I take great exception to people just sitting out at AA tables and Al-Anon tables and sharing with people their misery, you know. Just sharing their drunk alone.
No, I write a bit about me. That's nothing. I write over this, but I don't really expect. Well, I burn down the house. I smash the car. I roll over a bus with triple digits in it. It gets to be a great big.
Can you top this? So if people are coming to AA house and it's just dying for something to believe in, something to hope in, something to love, and yet
you know we do is say, oh, well, get your love. You've had still 4 or 5 times and you ever drank in your life.
That's certainly not what AA is about. What is fellowship? The word fellowship means men and women who have been called together by God for a purpose. The purpose of AA is John out of the promises. You know, freedom, happiness, peace, and serenity. We're trying to page 83 of the big book. Right? If you are painstaking with this portion of the program, you will know freedom has its here someday. 83, I really, it gets embarrassing, you know, because to find half this stuff, I have to use my glass. And, anyway, I know that it's here. If you are thinking about this phase of our development, you are going to know freedom, happiness, you will you will not regret the past, nor would you shut the door on it, but you will comprehend serenity, and you will know peace. Now, how many of us came through bouncing through the doors of AA or Al-Anon, you know, skipping through in hilarity with an overabundance of freedom, happiness, peace, and serenity? No. Is there anybody here? If that's the way you came, why about another place where you went to North Bay?
It's a good place to be. Last time I was out there, a guy just been ahead of the fact and telling me I was. It's not to God, but there's all kinds of people there, and you can pretend you're wherever you want to be, and they'll believe you. I mean, we have a marvelous time. Something like that, things like that. There's no way. What is it? So, you know, what the purpose of AA is, this is not a moral reaction to pleasure, we just kind of confess misery and all of that type of thing, but it's about what life. That's what this book is. This book is not a book on alcoholism. This book on the way of life. I could stand here right now, and I could talk to you about what alcoholism is. The great big disease, third biggest license killer in the United States of America. And I could tell you what happens when an old knocks at neighbor gets injected in your liver with an extraordinary compound of alcohol, the hydride makes part of the upstate of the space. In the mitochondria in between the cells of the liver, the oxidation product with an norepinephrine and serotonin accumulated in the brain, which is more experienced, die from tomorrow. Because that's not how we stay sober. And it's not knowledge, you know. We don't live our life up here. It's not all the things we know about alcoholism, but it's how we live in our life. And, you know, it's life enthusiastic. I do some AA retreats, quite a few AA retreats. And really, I don't do too many truthful to you, though. Lucky Brad doesn't learn all that bad. It's just after you turn 50, the pup gets to this thing. No, I don't see it, so I'm sorry.
Beaver Island, Beaver Island, that's a fantastic place. Anyway, it's way up there in Lake Michigan, someplace.
7 new residents. And I would sail with them 3, maybe 4 days, and then I'd call up and say, tomorrow night I'm going to be in Fort Austin, or if I'm on the other side tomorrow, I'm going to be in the top. Then 7 more, 6 o'clock, I'll be you, and the 7 were with me, we'd get off, and then 7 more would come on. And we have phenomenal experiences, absolutely phenomenal experiences that really grow. And they're really being able to share life, because no, people can come to anything, they can come to AA, and, you know, because it's only an hour or so out of the night, they can come to Sacred Heart Center, and they can participate in all the really great therapy which we have going on there. There's a lot of fun things going on there, too, you know. But after the therapy session is over, people can do whatever they want. It's kind of like everybody knows how to act in therapy. Everybody knows how to act in front of a lecturer, in front of a counselor, in a group session, in front of a director, in front of whoever, the nurse, whatever, fine, good. And then, you know, you can just grab your book and go out and play tennis or sit under the trees and read and everything else like that. Trying to get away from life and being unavailable, you can't do that. Especially when there was 8 of us living on it at all times. We have to do all our own cooking. They send a food from the center, we just eat it. Because it's got a galley and everything in. But we really have to learn how to share things. And every morning, we would get up, and those who are in shape would be able to run, provided, you know, they were under a certain age and their hearts wouldn't stop. I'd let them run. And if I can't, you know, I've done it yet. I'd do it, and I'd go on about 10 miles. And, well, who knows, if you couldn't do it, we'd stop after they want to come back out of swim, and then we'd have a little meeting, and the meeting would always be, hey, this is the picture the sun has made today. And what are we going to do to respond to that? So we can be part of the solutions of life today, and part of really being able to contribute to all of these soldiers that you see here, joy, you know, Jesus, Father, the children, the young, the children, the children, part of being able to say yes, be part of the resurrection by a smile, you know, by really becoming attentive to other people's needs, and become attentive to the needs of the people that are around us. That's something that all people are very, very unaware of. Not just alcoholics, but everybody. You know, we get so busy, you know, on the expressway, like, you know, you're not getting ready for the people driving, and they go, kind of out of there. There are all kinds of things. You know, but at the end, you have to make the phone call. It's a racial vote. You just don't ladder up. It's not that it's just there. You have to work very hard. You have to perform in the group. It's just very bad. It's a stale trend and all kinds of things. You need to know they could learn. You know, I don't know. You and I have a little bit of sweat and something, but I know a lot of that is coming in. So get back to some of the life experiences we need to share, because people have to stretch. Let the stress and do things, and it's going to be on a bigger basis to really depend upon each other for getting where they have to go and experience the things that are solutions. I think it's not there to have any better plans or very So we go into the program and we say, hey, how am I responding to the program? How am I responding to life? You know, what is my vision? Vision therapy. What is my vision of myself? What is my vision of the world? What is my vision of other people in the world? What is my vision of God? And certainly before we came to AA, the book of 12 Steps and 12 Traditions tells us, you know, that the profile of an alcoholic is worry, anger, self-pity, and depression. What are those negative emotions, or any two of them together? Oh my God, they totally mobilize us. I don't care how long we've been sober, or how much we know, or anything else like that. Let those emotions come to us and not do something about them. They will totally mobilize us. And then we'll get negative feelings. And the negative feelings are definitely what's going to bring us back to drinking. No, I don't really believe in our fact. I know. There's no alcoholic automatically picks up a drink and drinks and goes, oh my God, silly blue blazes. What do you know? I just suggest it's every job all done. No. There's all kinds of telegraphing signs beforehand. So if you live with us, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So everything turns negative. How's the coffee cold? The eggs are too greasy, the toast is burnt, there's too much smoke in the room, it's too hot, it's too cold, the speaker's speaking too loud. Everything. It's the whole vision. You say something, there's something wrong with it all the time. Have a good weekend. Last night, Pike, it wasn't a good weekend at all. I've got an example of this. I've never been to Alberta. I don't know where that is, but that is Canada. God's country, Canadian rock. Right? Absolutely beautiful. Really beautiful. I'm giving retreats. I had 3 retreats together, one after another. In between these retreats, I had 2 days off. So I go up to Banff Springs Hotel, where I used to play as a kid. It's up in the middle of the mountains, 15 stories, 15,000 foot mountains high, right? And I just run about 8 solid miles up there in the mountains, and I was just as high as a kite. Really exhilarated. It was June the 21st. It was 7 o'clock at night. The sun was just going down. It was a crimson red sunset just going down behind the snow-capped mountains, which were 15,000 feet high. All of the evergreens standing at attention for this majestic medallion day. And I said, wow, look at that. Is that ever beautiful? And Drew was sitting in the corner and said, the goddamn mountains are blocking the view. I say that a number of times as it happened to you and to me, and it still happens to me. It's very easy for me to come up and talk about this, you know, and you know, go home and, you know, if you want to see me for another 10 years, you know, this, my past real
We have an awful hour, same thing. With a tremendous amount of hostility, we
We might be saying everything's nice, and we might be, you know, candy-coating everything and dropping it in chocolate and dropping it nice and taste nice, but deep down inside, there's an awful lot of hostility. Of not happy with our situation in life. And blaming our misery on the other people that are around us. If there's ever anything that we're really great at doing, is blaming our misery on other people. And I'm not just talking about all the people and characters and all that, too. No, if so and so would only change, then I'd be happy.
Yes, I love you, and I told you, but I didn't take my life. That's enough. Such a dream. looking for you.
Drinking, that's what
up in the hospital, I should be talking to all the little nuns. Well, I can't talk to my kids about the nuns just like a day or a day. I don't want to make you a nice 300 days.
Well, then, well, I wouldn't tell you the whole thing.
I won't tell you the whole thing.
I'll follow the chapter.
people are bombing themselves and doing a bit of it. You always go around once. I don't know what the possibility is. You leave us up in the banker's office, the manager's office, the first door thing. What's the day in here? What made you assume the art question? Go ahead, do it.
Oh, I went to. Only my last one.
Thank you.
people that we don't care to love one another. One thing to my room, of course, you know. What? If you look at any from that different train, you need to go there and pick up that book, whether it's more than a copy of the train or not.
Creation on this earth. That's what the forecast about. But
people keep opposing the poor Catholic, they got to prove that the most baddest creation or creature that ever was put on the face of this earth, like the whole worst of them all. I don't know where we get this massive attitude. Boy, you know, the argument is, that's the book you're watching. What's wrong with you for living and working and loving and doing all those positive things today? That's what the fourth testimony is. Not loving it. Self-introspection. For the sake of self-introspection will tell you nothing about yourself. Nothing. Boy, I know people that have a four-step meeting, AA group, every week they have a four-step meeting. They're up to one kid was up to 800 days or something. Oh, wow, we're before step on whoopee, ooh. And the big 4 o'clock in the afternoon is like, why did I get up this morning? Haven't got the answer yet. Well, he's going to find him some faces that he's from the past, and that's why he got up that morning. See, that's such a sad thing. The dark thing is that the fucking night, the whole day has gone by, and he fixed it. There's a doctor speak, I get called into this, I get by a plastic, I say, boy, you know, I'm pretty terrible when you see someone who's business. Because they fall all through the right corner, they go, who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I, and they miss the whole show. And that's bad, isn't it? We're not very grateful that. I've been fighting to the very end. I also can attend to people, I've got to tell you, most of our day, we look forward to knowing that everything is fine.
Enjoy the stuff. That's a good people. That's a good environment.
subject and work on relationships.
You want to know where you are in life? Check your relationship.
That's what AA is.
When we talk about the four step meeting, we're talking about a journey of recovery. A journey of recovery in relationship to other people. You do not go on a journey of recovery by yourself. You cannot stay well by yourself. I cannot stay well. Nobody can.
A journey of recovery, okay? Relationship to other people.
You really want to know where you are in life? Start with your relationship. And those people who love you and those people who love you.
Everybody said,
know, you know, but they keep saying that. You know what they really say?
Don't ever challenge them on this, because they're in a lot of trouble. And when they really say that they're against the Creator, Creator will need to forgive them. Get that? I'm unforgivable. Therefore, I don't have to change. Within 38 years.
20 years later, I got out of bed and closed the door. Can you pick
up the ice cream? No, I'm going to go to the bar and get those chairs on the door. That's what you're doing, you know. But they really don't believe there is a God that's big enough to forgive them, or that's greater than death. Don't ever challenge
them on that. You ask a person now who saw two apostles before seven apostles, and then they say, sure, I don't know, Doris. I know what's going to happen.
But God, who cares what God is after that?
And they go through a fifth step, and then they go through a fifth step, and the fifth step with somebody else, and then they're able to set their creature on their own humanity. And that's what God made us.
And also, when they set creatures, they set the creation greater than themselves, and then they know something about forgiveness, and they can laugh at themselves. And hate them. And what you mentioned up is God still loves them. Well, we don't trust them. But he doesn't have to laugh at them. Laughter is the greatest medicine in the world.
No argument. No, of course, you're all the way. Where the bars and some of you are.
Drunk young bastards and their lady carried the goose. Hey, what are you doing here on that case? I'll have you know you're going to have to take a big goose. I was talking to the goose.
I'm going to go here and have it. guys can say something about this. It's the whole about this. This is why people go back to Christmas. No, I didn't know about going back to Christmas. No, not before my truth be told. But if I was over doing all the marvelous things in my life that I do, because of me, nobody else, not God help, anybody else. So, rarely have we seen anybody fail us really fall about that. So we have clear reasons about that. It's like if God gives you a gift and then you refuse to use it, right? Somebody gives you a gift, you don't give it. You give a gift to somebody, they don't use it. See, that's Christmas. Well, God gives us the gift of life, and you know, and all the same gift, and I don't use it.
Well, we can't think to ourselves and say, well, I have a gift, I have dragon 3 weeks.
Don't know that for a first time, and he's a nice first cake in his first.